Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ramon, good morning. How's everything?
Good, man. Can I give my wife and kids a shout-out real quick because they're listening? What's up, Chase? RJ Miles, do good in school today.
Okay, all right.
I gotta say that before.
Don't do
before
good just in school today. Do good in school all the time, Ramon.
See, and that's why I have you right there. Like, you would reinforce it. I love it.
Yeah. By the way, is your son still, like, 6'3", and he's 9?
Yeah. He, as a matter of fact, he is, man. He's almost as tall as his Nana right now, man, and she's dreading that day to where he's looking on top of her head.
Unbelievable. All right, well, let's get this out of the way. How you feeling? Are you okay? And will you play, do you think, against Cincinnati on Sunday at 4?
Feeling a whole lot better, man. I'm one of those guys, man, where I'm hard-headed as far as me wanting to play every single game. I love playing with the guys on Sunday or just on game day. And I kind of pushed it a little bit the last couple weeks with the little stuff that I had going on. And it just came to a head that was like, well, Ramon, we can continue this on or we'll probably end up losing for longer games if you don't take a rest. So it was good. It was good. I'm feeling a whole lot better. And this weekend is looking up.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Ramon Foster here on the Fan Morning Show. I know that you said the drama was over, the drama was done. Is Martavis Bryant a distraction, and has Martavis Bryant assimilated himself back into your football team where he's just a regular member of your football team?
He's just a regular member. After yesterday, you know, we land and we ended up everybody getting alerts like, what is this? And, of course, you know, with social media, everybody's saying this or that. And I just figured as if he just wanted to get traded to the Cavs or to the Golden State Warriors or something, because you know the season opener is coming up. So that's how I took it. I don't know what kind of a trade he was talking about.
Well, when the media gets hold of something like this, and you know, obviously, you know, there's a lot of people with some credible names that are backing this and going with it. You guys already put firm to where your stance is. How do you guys as a team get together and reflect everything that's on the outside? It's not an easy thing to do to get everyone on the same page in the locker room.
It's not, because a lot of guys' businesses, man, are on social media. There's a lot of guys that make a ton of money on social media, and honestly, they need to be on there for a career after football, so you can't tell a guy to not be on it or not do certain things. The things that, you know, have to be done is you got to let the guys know to police yourself a little bit. Think about what you're doing, because you affect not just yourself, but it was 53 other people that had to answer for those questions or would have to answer for those questions. So it's a little bit of that was spoken yesterday. And I think guys kind of get it, because if we continue to you know, breathe life into outside sources of you know, stuff that we do on our social medias or in our day-to-day life, then it's just going to continue to be a distraction. Right now, we got to focus on the game, and we'll see. You know, this season is a long process. It's a long schedule that we have in front of us. We got 10 more games, so no more outside distractions.
Ramon, it's one thing to be asked about it when, you know, and we're only in there, and by we, I mean media people are only in there very briefly over the course of a week when you think about it, a half hour Monday, half hour Wednesday, Thursday is a couple of sessions, one's only 15 minutes. So the media's not really in there all that much. But how much of this is that you guys get asked about it, you know, for example, by your family, by your kids, by other people? Maybe if you go out to dinner with a teammate, you guys talk about it. How much of a distraction is that?
It really don't bother us too much, because if I have family or friends asking, but I usually laugh it off, which to me, that's what it all is. Everything that's going on, I mean, going back to the Facebook Live thing last year, I thought it was funny. Do we have to answer for it? Yes. But the thing with Martavis, I thought it was funny too, because I know we're not in the business of trading anybody. So you just kind of laugh at it more than anything, if you're savvy enough to realize that. And aside from answering fans, it really, have to live with it. With the NFL and social media.
Ramon Foster joining us here on the Fan Morning Show on his way into the facility, and it's his phone cutting in and out. Ramon, you have us again? All right, we're going to try to dial Ramon right back up. Kind of interesting stuff he had to say about Martavis Bryant, and it's just a no-sell, I guess. The team just not getting on board with any of this talk in these reports. And I know that Ramon a lot of times is in transit when we're talking to him at 8 o'clock, and he's dialing back in right now, so I'm sure we'll catch him right back up. But it's really, really interesting how they're not going to address it.
Well, it's in their best interest to not.
I agree with you. Yesterday, and that was it, and we have Ramon right back. Ramon, back on the phone here on the Fan Morning Show. Ramon, the call dropped. You're back on. All good now?
Yeah, all good now.
All right. Let me ask you this, because we get texts like this sometimes, and we get calls like this sometimes. They say that the Bill Belichick coach New England teams don't have drama like this, or they don't have this stuff that emanates and gets outside and the media pushes it forward, or the team pushes it forward, and they win championships because they keep it buttoned up real tight. What would you say to people who say that?
What I say to people that deal with that is also you have guys that walk on eggshells and act like they can't have a personality on their team, too. I've heard this from numerous guys. I have one of my best friends that played there. It's guys from different organizations like, man, yeah, we won, but it was miserable. I know the fans appreciate that, but who wants to go to a miserable job every week? And you may win. And the thing that I say about that is Belichick. Coach Tomlin is Coach Tomlin. I don't want him to try to be like him and emulate his style. Pittsburgh has a style of football, and that's winning. Point blank period. I don't care how we do it. The stuff that we do on social media when we win, the fans love it. And I absolutely love it, too. It's just that when you lose a game here or there, everything is escalated. You know, there's stuff here and there. We may say what we want to about certain guys or how we feel about coaches and what they should be doing. I don't think people understand how hard of a job it is to manage 53 guys. And I'm sure Belichick has, he shipped guys to terrible teams because he don't like them. I mean, and that's just what I have to say about it. It's, I'd rather be a Steeler and deal with what we have to deal with, because with our mentality, we will get the job done.
You know, it's funny. So I played in New England for 4 years, and it was like playing at gunpoint. So I get that, and you're absolutely right. How nice is it that you're 4-2 and not 3-3? How big of a win was that for you guys?
It's awesome. And you kind of had that feeling the entire week. I think with us losing the way we did to Jacksonville, it was an eye-opener. It was just, I keep saying we have to be the team that crosses our T's and dot our I's. We do that. Nobody can really beat us, in a sense. The way our defense is playing right now, we want the offense to step it up, and we will step it up. There comes a time where we cross that bridge, too, and everything will be clicking. So I'd much rather be here in Pittsburgh dealing with what we have to deal with than to, be the other guys.
Now, Ramon, I know you guys aren't the coaches on the offensive line, but Mike Munchak is. Can you kind of say, hey, Coach Munch, when you go into those coaches' meetings to put together the game plan, do you want to maybe point out that when you guys ran the ball a whole bunch against the Ravens and against the Chiefs, you played your best games of the year?
Trust me, we voice our opinions a little bit in that room, but what more can you do other than asking for it? And you also got to think, if we're not running the ball well on first and second down, it kind of falls on us a little bit. So if you go asking for that, we better deliver. Moving forward, I think we see what the running game can do. And also on top of that, we're going to see what teams are going to throw at us to stop it. And that's what we have Ben and our receivers also that's going to step up. We always want to run the ball, though. That's just our mentality in general.
Now, you're not going to get Wally pipped by B.J. Finney, are you? I know you're not, but I wanted to ask you about Marcus Gilbert, because he tried to play last week and couldn't go all the way through. And to maybe how is he doing? And then just evaluate what Chris Hubbard's done in his place.
Everybody always loves the backup, man. Is all I have to say about that. Marcus is doing well. We'll see how he does moving forward. I'm not sure. I know he had an MRI, I think, yesterday, if But we've seen what Hub can do. Hub is definitely a steady guy that can man the job. And we'll support and surround him. I don't think there's been a major drop-off with Hub in there or, you know, we've suffered from it. Of course, we love to have Marcus. Marcus is a really good player, but we surround Hub. We make it happen.
Ramon Foster joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. One more question back to the Martavis stuff. How would you categorize – because, look, I look at this and I see national report, I see local report, and I wonder if there's someone within the Steeler organization who confirmed this information that he asked about a trade. So when Martavis says that he didn't do this, did he – tell you guys, did you ask him and say, hey, did you ask for a trade? And he just said no. Like, what's the dynamic of how this went down?
I honestly didn't ask him directly because I'm like, me personally, I see it further than probably what other people say. I'm like, it's not going to happen. It's the way I looked at it. And secondly, it was just one of those things where if you did say this, dead it right now. Like, you have to end all conversation about this because to play with an experienced quarterback, a lot of receivers don't get that opportunity. And that was my only thing is you I hate to be like the 76ers with this thing, but you have to trust the process. We're just week seven now. What more do you want? And maybe that was just his cry for more touches on offense. That's all. When it really broke down to me, that's what it was. It was like, this guy just wants the ball more, and this was the way of asking for it. So we come out this next week, and Ben is, you know, going deep to him. We really need for him to deliver those catches is what I'm saying, because if we, same with the O-line, if we ask for the ball to run it 30 times a game, guess what's going to be needed? Production. So if you're that guy and you're asking for a trade and you want the ball more, when it comes to you, you have to deliver. So that's like a double bullseye.
Last thing for you, Ramon, you're probably the Tennessee alum with one of the biggest sort of media reaches currently playing the NFL. You have a show every week. You're on here right now. You have Butch Jones, who is 3-3 overall, 0-3 in the SEC. They have Alabama coming in. The seat is getting really, really hot under Butch Jones. What's your take on this as a proud Tennessee guy and how you feel as if the future is going to be for Butch Jones, or do you have anything to say about his future?
Of course, the first thing is, of course, I want us to be better as a team. That Tennessee, the team that's on the field right now is not something we're used to. I don't ever want to criticize the coach or the players because I'm not in a locker room. I honestly don't know what they're dealing with, so I will not criticize them or say he should be fired or he should keep his job, because that's you guys seen that with coaching changes at college. It's guys transferred. I feel like the organization or the college team is set back another 5 years if they don't have a really good hire. I support him, man. I know this weekend at Alabama is going to be one for the ages is what I say. I just hope we score.
Yeah, I think a lot of teams hope that against Alabama. Ramon, thank you so very much for being candid, open, and honest with us. As always, good luck. Get out on that field on Sunday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you guys.
All right. Ramon Foster here on the Fan Morning Show. Pretty interesting stuff. A cry to just want the football some more, he thinks, with Martavis Bryant.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.